leader.
Ora, ora.
Tēnā koe,
Mr. Speaker.
Kia ora,
Mr. Speaker.
Kia ora. Tēnā koe,
Mr. Speaker.
Kia ora te whare.
Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora.
Māori Language Week in the House, barely 10 minutes old before Winston Peters had to leave the whare.
I ask the member to leave the chamber.
Mr. Peters then led his 12 New Zealand First Caucus colleagues out the door in protest at his punishment for defying the Speaker's ban on relitigating his rulings, despite the warnings Mr. Carter had given his deputy, Ron Mark.
When I reviewed transcripts of last week, there were numerous times when a particular member continued to relitigate points of order. That in itself leads to disorder in this House. So I'm giving not only Mr. Mark a warning, but all members. If they attempt to relitigate by raising perpetual points of order, I will treat it very, very seriously and be asking members to leave.
Undeterred, Mr. Peters pressed on.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
If it's a fresh point of order, I'm only too happy to hear it. But if it in any way attempts to relitigate where we've got to since the House started at 2 o'clock, I will deal with it severely.
Which he did after Mr. Peters repeated Ron Mark's complaint about the time that Social Development Minister Anne Tolley had taken to correct a statement that she had made in the House the previous week.
By the close of business that night, she had not done so. That's what the point of order is about. It's the way that a ministerial statement or an explanation like that should be done and the time frame in which it should be done. She was on alert to do that. She didn't do it.
Order. That is exactly relitigating what I've just said. I now ask the member to leave the chamber.
Mr. Peters was back the next day when it was his party's turn to kick off Wednesday's general debate.
Would some honourable member care to move that the House take note of miscellaneous business?
Speaker, I so move.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Mr. Speaker, Winston Churchill once said, and I quote him, "I am a child of the House of Commons. I was brought up in my father's house to believe in democracy. Trust the people," that was his message. "I owe my advancement entirely to the House of Commons, whose servant I am," end quotes. Well, we need to ask the government members and the ACT and United Party members over there, whose servants are they and whose house do they serve? Because this concept of someone else pulling the strings can be seen in the TPPA.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, or TPPA, was on high rotate this week as a subject of questions for ministers, including this one from the New Zealand First Party's trade spokesman, Fletcher Tapito.
How can it be that at the 11th hour and 59th minute, our agricultural trade envoy is saying, and I quote, "The deal is simply not at the stage where the industry could support it, or even where New Zealanders could really accept this deal"?
With the Minister of Trade, Tim Grosser, in Hawaii for the last hours of negotiations on the controversial trade deal, Mr. Tapito's question was answered for him by his associate trade minister.
The Honourable Todd McClay.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the minister, that's because this is still a negotiation and it's not yet an agreement. Our negotiators are overseas and are working hard to deliver the very best deal that they can on behalf of New Zealand. And I'd ask that member and his party to support those negotiators and to support New Zealand farmers and to support all those that can benefit from a high-quality trade agreement the government's negotiating.
Todd McClay's answer echoed other ministers, not just on the TPPA, but on the government's new workplace safety legislation, as noted by the Labour Party spokesman on Labour, Ian Lees-Galloway, after the Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Woodhouse admitted that classification of safety risks in farming would not be available for the Health and Safety Reform Bill's second reading debate.
What the minister cannot tell us is what will be a high-risk business and what will be a low-risk business. A bit like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the government is saying, trust us, we'll get this right.
Reported back to the Chamber after more than a year with the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, the Health and Safety Reform Bill was finally ready for its second reading on Thursday. And then that bill passed its second reading opposed by Labour, the Greens and New Zealand First. Their 56 votes defeated by the 63 of National, the Māori Party, United Future and ACT. And the ACT member for Epsom voted with the other support parties for National's flag change bill, which came up for its second reading on Tuesday. And as well as resuming the interrupted debate on that flag bill, the government hopes to complete the annual estimates debate when the House returns after this week's adjournment on Tuesday, August the 11th. More on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.